Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From Mona Vista to the Vancouver Island.
What the fuck?
Oh, this must be a Canadian version. Oh, it is. It is. This land is your land, Canada edition. I didn't do that on purpose. Okay,
they stole that. That's so Canadian. They just rip off our songs.
I just searched This Land Is Your Land, and obviously my phone immediately routed me to a Canadian version.
That was just Hello just Calgary, Canada. Which is also Hello Poughkeepsie, Hello Toledo.
Yeah, that is true.
That's okay. A deep cut right there. Well, guys, this
We're
is
here.
One of the best I'm days so I've happy. Ever had this
Oh.
I would say in my podcasting career, that's yeah. rich, this is one of the best episodes of anything I've ever seen.
And I'm really proud of myself for breaking my foot by walking down a stair and then having the time to be able to catch up on 16 seasons of Sister Wives.
Sometimes
so that
I thank God for unanswered prayers. See, this is an unanswered prayer.
The fact that I could watch this like, really knowing, and Daphne's like, I'm actually going to watch it with her tomorrow, because, and I'm not going to tell her that I've already seen it, because I think she'll be sad, so I want to really experience it with, but she's going to go, oh, well, I mean, typical of that narcissist. Oh, he has to have a sports car. She hates a sports car.
Oh, and not only is he in a sports car, he's in a sports car with a sun visor on.
Oh, God.
Guys, I have never really... Well, no one enjoys Cody.
No.
I always thought Robin was nice at the core, right? Like, Robin doesn't need yeah. to be head wife, whatever, but man, their bitch flags are a flying this season.
I have so much to talk about before we even get into the episode. Okay, this is the main thing I wanted to say. First of all, the editors are, I think they... Maybe TLC sees the writing on the wall that this is possibly at least one of the last seasons. So they're like, well, let's go full, like, let's just go in on
full
Cody.
Frontal. Yep.
Yeah. Like anything nice he says, cut it. I mean, get it out of there. Do not let him say a single nice thing.
I think it's the other way. I think they were cutting all the shitty stuff he said.
Are you
editing
fucking
it?
What are you talking about? He was awful in this episode.
No,
oh,
I know, and
keeping,
I'm saying they're leaving
oh,
it in now, where before
That's
they would
what
have to
I'm
edit
saying.
That stuff out.
I'm saying that they're editing out every nice thing he says.
Oh, I don't think so he says it's... anything nice.
Oh, I guess that's true. I guess it's probably easy editing.
Same thing, same point. Hey, listen, we both have cocktails, because it's Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, 4 o'clock p.m.
And what are you drinking, Amanda?
I'm drinking a vodka with some mango juice with some water.
Oh, okay. I switched from vodka, you know, the holiday season. And
eggnog?
I have
oh, wine.
I have some Sauvignon Blanc on tap.
Nice.
Yep, I got the box.
Barefoot.
That's right.
Skied. Well, yeah. Good. I mean, it's
a California dry. Let me smell.
I'm glad yeah. we're drinking. Jody made me get a
We don't often do this, but I mean, this
We don't often do this.
We don't really drink on the podcast. We really don't.
We usually record at, like, noon. Not that that really would stop me. But I feel like me, because Jody's like, go get a cocktail. And I'm like, oh, it takes me such an effort to, like, get out of the couch. Not because of what a big fat ass I am, okay? But I'm sure that it sounds like cats fighting outside or, like, glass breaking every time you hear me get up and do something because it's, like, such a fucking fiasco. You can hear the couch going...
You hear an old-timey horn on the street.
And then cats. Wow! And then, like, something shattering. And then you hear me in the background
going,
a gang
of youngsters coming down the block. Skidamarack.
And then you can hear my cart, like, rolling to the kitchen. Then me going, motherfucker, Trace, move it. Like, it's just a fucking disaster. God. But I did do it. I bit the bullet. Okay. Other than the Cody thing, I've been so excited to bring this up. Do you know the term, do you know what the uncanny valley means?
No.
Okay. Uncanny valley, I'm sure you have heard of this. It's like this phenomenon where people will look at something that's slightly off, like a person with robot eyes, and your brain goes, that looks like a human, but it's just slightly off. And the example that everyone uses is in that Pixar movie Tin Toy, you know, the very first thing they ever put out, the baby in it looks really fucking weird. Or like the humans in Toy Story, my favorite movie.
Okay.
Like the humans in the first Toy Story look weird, right? Like, okay. they weren't able to figure out how to do the animation for the humans. That's called the uncanny valley. Or like you'll look at somebody like a puppet, or just our brains are like that. Or it'll be like somebody with like a picture of somebody, but their eyes are a little too big, and you know that it's not a picture of a real human, but it looks like a human.
With the arms of an egret.
Yeah.
And the body of a mongoose. Yeah.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Where our brains are like,
sure,
I know that I'm looking at a human, but I also know it's not a human because there's something just off enough, but I can't put my finger on it. That's what all the sister wives look like now in their talking heads.
They tell all just look off. Well, I'll tell you
eyebrows
what.
Eyebrows-wise and lighting-wise.
Oh, I mean, well, also eyebrows.
Hey, let's slap Robin with green and pink lighting. I don't know. Robin looks horrible.
Rough. She looks rough. And I'll tell you what. She's got to get that goiter checked out because her neck, and I'm not saying this meanly.
No, I made fun of that on our last episode. People are like, you obviously have cancer. And I was like, oh, people are just saying that. And like,
you mentioned that and I saw it.
Yeah.
And it is
I'm noticing it.
Alarming.
Yeah.
I sent you two screenshots. I almost want to send it to my teledoc and just be like, what is this? Because, you know, really want to know.
Absolutely. But all of the wives look, Janelle actually looks fine. Janelle looks the same. They're all going really deep on the eyebrows. Robin looks terrible. Mary either got a nose job slightly or she's really shading in. She has like a drag queen like painting her.
Someone told her about contouring.
Yes, contouring. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Christine is just so like has lost so much weight so fast.
I think
she looks good. She looks the best.
But I want to gift. Maybe we need to go not GoFundMe, but a group gift. I'm not even kidding. To get her some Botox.
Yeah, just on that one wrinkle above her nose.
She's got the wrinkle above her nose. And she is so... I think she's so pretty.
My mom and me both think Janelle's the prettiest, actually.
Oh, for sure. I've always said that. Janelle, there's just something about her that
Caitlin
she's just
Baltierra.
Beautiful.
I think what we have is really awesome. I wouldn't want anything else.
Well, listen... There's nothing in that opening sequence now. It's just—it's
like the Twilight Zone music.
It's Twilight Zone meets Little Child Going to Heaven, like tinkle tinkle on the ivories. It's creepy.
Tiptoe through the tulip.
Uh-huh.
So Uncanny Valley. I'm watching these bitches. Now I've been going back and forth on whether I want to make this statement right now, but I just want to make it clear that I don't mean this in the way that it's going to come across. But Robin, is she pregnant?
No.
Robin's gained
weight. Not that we
know of. Robin has gained weight.
Sure.
She's still fine. Like, still skinnier than...
She's gained weight since they got married. She's got two kids. She's getting older. Sure.
This is, I can't put this any more delicate than this. Mm-hmm. Watching the fact that now she's getting older and her face is changing and she's gained weight, I feel like vindicated almost, like hot, like, hey, Cody. Because at the end of it, it's like, hey, Cody, guess it turns out that at the end, no matter what happens, you're going to end up with an old wife. She's going to get older. She's not going to be, look what she looked like when she was 30. And I just watched this and I'm like, okay, there you see, Cody, this is all of your wives get older and gain weight. And now you're stuck with Robin.
She's gotten bitchier.
Yeah,
I never disliked Robin. I always knew she was obviously Cody's favorite, but I didn't hold that against her. But she is a real fucking bitch in this episode.
I don't think she's that much of a bitch in this
episode. Oh, I do. We'll get into it, of course.
But do you understand what I mean? Where I'm like, not happy she's gained weight. She still looks great. She's still way skinnier than I'll ever be. But like, it's just kind of a, like,
reality.
There you go, Cody. Yeah, yeah, exactly. She's not going to look like she did in season one. And now you're stuck with her who has no personality. I would want to be stuck with Janelle. She has the best personality. She's growing rhubarb. Oh, no, it's not rhubarb.
Not rhubarb. It's greens. It's greens.
It's greens. Oh, that's spinach? That was what I laughed out loud at that. Because he's clearly there to talk about something very serious. And she's like, oh, do you see the spinach over there? He's like, that's spinach? And then it just cuts. But he's like aggressively walking toward the spinach because he's fascinated with it. Because
he's ADD. And he really he's like, okay, I got to indulge this for a little bit and pretend like I'm interested in these.
Well, yeah, but also Janelle doesn't give a
shit. Cancerous she's apples like, that have grown on the electrical wire.
He's like, should we prune those, you think? I mean, it's like touching the electricity. And she's like, I think we're okay. I think what we have is really awesome. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Those apples are really awesome. Oh, my God. Okay.
For anyone who doesn't get that reference, on our TRP episode we did of Confronting Mary, I pointed out that they use the term awesome no matter what. That's always the word they use. And it just seems so...
Ooh, twins, I like your shirt. I like your shirt. It's awesome.
Your shirt is awesome.
Christine speaks in song. Now I notice that.
Oh, I wrote that down. Mary, Mare, I love your shirt. I love your shirt. I was like, oh, God.
I get it, though. I have a feeling I do that.
Yeah.
I think I do that.
No, you don't.
No, you're I know Christine. I do because there's this girl in high school named Amy, and she sat in front of me in what was it? God, math. Not that it matters. And she came in one day, and I was like, "Ooh, Amy got a new shirt." And now, like, I know Amy because
you were annoyed with yourself as you were saying it.
No, it just because I don't even know why I remember this. And then I ran into her several years ago. Now she lives in the same town. Whatever, we see each other all the time, our kids, whatever. And of course, how awkward I am. I'm like, "Do you remember in high school?" You came and you sat down in math class, and I was like, Amy got a new shirt. She's like, oh my God, I totally remember that. So now, not only am I the asshole that sings stuff,
but she did actually remember that 30 years later.
Yes.
She remembers that.
And every time I see her, guess what I do now? Amy got a new shirt.
Well, that's funny. See, at least you're owning
it
there.
So stupid. I'm leaning into the ridiculousness that I am.
Well, you got it.
All that to say, I get it. All right, so should we dive into this? Because I have a feeling this is going to be about a four-hour episode.
What else? Oh, first, okay, let's do a 3-2-1 on who we think has the best energy this season. All right? In the talking head specifically, okay?
I know what you're going to say, so I'm just going to say what you're going to say.
Okay, well, it's Mary. She has a good energy. You don't think she has a good energy? She doesn't give a fuck anymore. She's laughing at everything. She's like, Cody hates me. He just doesn't come over. He actually hates me.
When he calls me a wife, I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
God, I should take that plot of land, but he would visit me. The concept of
it. You know, he never comes over.
I mean, I wouldn't say he never comes over, but
it's a very, very rare occasion.
My husband despises me. She's having a great time in these talking heads. I love it. She doesn't
Okay, well,
give
that brings me to what I wanted to bring up separately, but it goes exactly right into this. I think Mary is drinking some Jesus juice.
I think she's drinking. Period.
Well, they never were drinkers before. There was one episode where they're like, we're at a brewery. Should we Should we do the flight of beer tasters?
You guys, no, this is so bad. I don't know.
It was a whole big thing.
And Janelle's like, Janelle takes a drink and she's like, ooh.
Ooh, it's like gasoline. Okay, because I just, what was I watching that I was telling you that I sent to you? It was like an Instagram live Mary just posted.
Yeah, she's wearing leopard.
And, well, she's wild and crazy, guys. She does an Instagram thing every Friday, apparently.
At 7 p.m. Right,
and it's called, oh, I wrote it down. I took a couple notes. First of it being, Mary is wasted off her ass.
Oh,
she
yeah.
has to be drinking.
These are Amber Portwood's lives if Amber was drunk in a happy
A Mormon mood. Polygamist.
Because yeah. it's just Mary going, hi.
There's no way she's not drinking in this. There's 0% chance she's sober.
But it's just her going like, oh, hello. Hello, it's called Sally.
Friday. Get this title. We should have named that as our podcast. Friday with Friends. It's Friday That's with good. Friends.
That's yeah. good. That's
and
good,
someone
Mary.
Said, you guys are so hilarious. You need your own show.
Someone said that to Mary?
To Mary and her friend about that Instagram Live. They need their own show.
Oh, they're does a friend
hilarious. Amanda, they're hilarious.
See, now, you when, people that write hilarious stuff like, when people write stuff like that to us now, I mean, it's not going to mean as much.
True.
Where's funny as Mary?
I'm like, oh, my God. All right, so listen. It's some new friend. It's not Cheryl. Cheryl. Weird, huh?
Yeah,
this is Jen. Backwards. It's Jen with two N's, but she has her in her phone. It's Jen with one N. And Gentred Michael. Jen tried to steal her phone to add an N, and Mary chose violence, and she grabbed the phone of Ray from her, and she wouldn't let her put another N. So she's only Jen with one N on her phone. They are hilarious. Aren't we hilarious? All right, so listen. Here's something you need to know, though. Uh-huh. I picked up this little tidbit. This was only in the first, I don't know, 10 minutes. She went to Universal Studios with some other friends, and Michael, one of her yeah. friends, took her phone to send the pictures to herself and a whole group, but guess what? She put the wrong phone number in. So a stranger got some of their photos from Universal Studios. So then Mary went and she blocked the number.
Jesus.
Okay. And also, if you're looking for that killer recipe that I know I talked about on my podcast, Robin texted her as Friday with Friends was going live, and Robin asked Mary to bring to this Thanksgiving. So that gives you a little picture here. Mary is going to bring her famous pear cheddar pie.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
And Robin wants her to make it gluten-free. But don't worry. Amanda,
so
I know
skinny.
Listen, I know what you're thinking. How does Mary have the time? But Mary doesn't make the pie crust. She buys the pie crust.
Oh, good tip.
So she just needs to make sure that she can find that gluten-free pie crust. But they are going to publish the pear cheddar pie recipe. And maybe next week on Friday with Friends, she might make it and show everyone how to make the pear cheddar pie. Let me repeat. Pear cheddar
Listen, I love cheese on everything, but that sounds nasty.
Yeah, it is. And she also said that her 50th birthday was during COVID, whatever, and she spent her 50th birthday. This is so funny, you guys. Again, laughing through the pain. So funny. She's giggling, laughing that her 50th birthday she spent alone at her house, but her friend Jen, with two N's, threw her an online surprise birthday party on social media.
Oh, God.
That's really sad.
That's
Cody
depressing.
Couldn't even come over on her 50th birthday party. And then someone, Kimberly, also they're both like, oh, Kimberly, I'm so sorry. Some random person, Kimberly, went on there and just wrote, my dad died. Very Allie. Very Coffee Allie 32. Those and then people. Jen's like, oh, Kimberly, I'm so sorry. That is like the worst. When you have someone close to you die, that really is the worst. Oh, hot take, Jen. Good.
You know the really funny social media thing I love? And I always notice this on the Teen Mom post. Like, the Teen Mom Facebook page will post, like, a video of Mackenzie or something. Like, here's a sneak peek. And people will write, will comment as if this is Mackenzie. They'll be like, you've always been my favorite teen mom. You're doing great. I'm like, she's not going to say this.
I love that little puppy of yours in the background. What's his name? Like, these girls are on Facebook, first of all. Yeah.
I mean, they probably are, though. Mackenzie probably is. By the way, about that funny phone thing, one time I remember, this was one of the hardest I've ever laughed. I was at my friend Paul's house, and he left his computer, or I think he left his phone out. And then this is way back when Facebook would be like, Amanda is, like, when you would write your statuses, like, what you're doing.
When you could poke.
Were you back in the poking days? And I changed his Facebook status to Paul because it would say your name.
Yeah.
And then I just wrote, Paul Batz just pooped. And Michael, I have never left. I mean, and he came and sat back down, and I just put the phone away, and like, I was just like,
giggled.
But like, it went on for an hour, and he like picked up his phone, and he's like, I have all these notifications. He had like 30 notifications from people being like, TMI. Like, people took it serious. Jody, like, the exuberance I had when he went, I was like,
I'm laughing because I'm picturing you next to him, just staring at staring at his phone, giggling.
Yeah, we're like watching like Aladdin on TV, and he's probably just like, why is this bitch laughing so much? And I'm just not even looking at my phone or anything. I'm just like laughing. It's good times. Oh, I wanted to also tell, I told Jody this, I said that my new discovery, my new favorite thing to do, and this just shows what a shitty person I am, so everybody calm down, is reading Cody and Robin's, Robin hasn't gone on Instagram in like 2 years.
She deleted a whole bunch. There had to have been some after, because there's none since 2019 now.
Instagram, but also she is currently on Twitter. So even, but people, like, when they're pissed, they'll just go to the most recent post you did. So, like, on the last post she then was like, I love God, let your life be with God. It's from, like, March 14th, 2019. Yeah. People are like, that was really shitty what you said about the land today. People just go to the most, even when people turn off their comments on, like, a recent post. Like, Cody posted that thing, like, it's with a heavy heart that Christine left. He turned off the comments on that. But then the one he posted before that, a year earlier, people are like, you fucking suck. Fuck you. I bet
it's a sunset.
I bet if Robin,
And they're like, oh, nice sunset from Mary's land, asshole.
It was like a nice big land for Robin there. I bet if Robin's kid needed to have surgery, you'd go to New York for that. I mean, it's just hilarious.
It's not untrue, though.
All of it is not untrue. Yeah. I mean...
Okay, like, let's get into this.
Yeah. Let's do it. I fucking love this show so much. Okay.
Obviously, because we both just spent 20 minutes talking about how much we love this episode without talking about the episode. All right, so here we are.
Yeah.
Season 16, episode 1, There's No Me in Polygamy. So we left off.
That's a funny pun that Christine made.
Oh, I know, later. Did I just say that? Oopsies.
I'm going to say it again now. This picks up where the last episode... Mm-hmm. ended, with Mary being like, just look at the mountain,
drink your juice, Shelby, look at your mountain, and Shelby, look at the mountain.
Christine is like trying so hard to be like, I don't want to be married to Cody anymore. Mary, be a normal gossipy woman and be like, tell me more.
I know, this is your chance. Yes. This is what you've been waiting for. This is your time to join forces and play some real fucking good head games.
Well, I think that's what she's doing. I think that's why she's so, like, happy
this
season. I think
that's now why, yes, I agree.
She's
I
like,
think
I'm
Mary...
going to take that motherfucker for every goddamn thing he has left.
Well, I thought about this, and I guess this is getting ahead of things, but why not? So, Christine, like, she does have things going on outside the marriage. Mary really doesn't. I mean, Christine is moving because all of her kids are there. Where's Mary gonna go? I mean, yeah, Mariah is over there, but it's not as if she's got grandkids yet. So Mary is like,
she's too busy
spending my time half-half.
Splashing her yoga vag on Instagram.
Oh, Mariah, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, you know what?
So dirty.
Thank the polygamy gods that we did not have to see Audrey this episode. I don't like her. I'm sorry.
We didn't see a single child.
Oh, well, we saw Robin's kids.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. There was a family photo of Robin's kids on the land. Remember, oh, the right, one daughter had on like LaToya Jackson's little red hat.
That daughter looks like she's 36 years old. Right
they
now.
Both do.
Yeah.
Yeah, both the daughters. Okay. So, yes, we pick up where we left off. Christine is basically pleading her case to move back home to Utah, which really is right. all of their homes, right? I mean, yeah. I think we can call that home. Now, she never wanted to leave Utah to begin with, but they were kind of, in her words, like, we were kind of kicked out, whatever. We would be arrested right, if we split up.
Which I understand. I was on Cody's side for that. Exactly. Like, you had to move.
And really, they moved to Vegas, and none of us disagree that Vegas was the ideal situation.
Right. But I still haven't gotten to that. Because, again, I'm going back right now and I'm watching the episodes that I skipped. So I still haven't gotten to the one where he, like, is trying to get them to move
Ooh.
To Flagstaff. So I'm very excited. I'm getting close, though. I'm getting real
You
close.
Haven't gotten to the... There's, like, a whole presentation. Yeah, and then he's got, like, big boards, and he has a pointer, and he's like, where we go one, we go all.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. I remember that. I have seen the one PowerPoint presentation where he's like, this is my house. Mm-hmm. This is my kitchen. I've seen that one where he's trying to get them all to move into the same house, and Christine's like, no. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to do that. But I haven't
Did
seen
Did you
this
see the one where they had an artist paint him into a photo that never existed with her children?
So like Michael Scott with
That's exactly what happened. That's creepy.
I have not seen that.
Okay, it's the episode where he adopts Robin's kids.
Oh, I watched that yesterday.
They present him with a painting. That painting never existed from a picture.
I fell asleep in that 5 minutes. I remember
okay,
that.
You
I remember
need to go back
up.
Because
okay, yes, yes.
It is shocking.
That is amazing.
It is exactly Michael Scott episode, putting though. Himself into it. All right, Amanda, you know I got to ask you,
mm-hmm.
how's my babe doing?
Well, I just had my very first physio assessment, and he looked at my x-ray, and we did a bunch of little exercises, and it was actually very emotionally and physically draining for me. So a lot more than I thought it was going to be. So I definitely need someone to talk to about that so that I can always keep yeah. a check with my mental health.
That's why it's perfect that our sponsor this week, BetterHelp, is here to help you. And even though you're in Canada, you can access it anywhere in the world.
Oh, that's perfect. And also, since I'm really not supposed to be walking around that much, it's perfect that I can talk to somebody while still sitting on the couch. I don't have to actually get right. up and go anywhere because I still can't even drive. So this is perfect for me.
Yeah, and I know even pre-pandemic, first of all, it's a pain in the butt to schedule, finding someone in the area that you click with, and then to get there after work or before work, or do you want to go on the weekends? It's a huge pain in the butt. So like you said, being able to talk to someone from your couch, from your office, from your car, if you got to get out of the house, you got kids, anything you want, BetterHelp is there for you.
Yeah, and they have so many different people. So if you don't necessarily click with one, you can always try somebody else until you find someone perfect.
Right. And no matter what, it's always confidential, super convenient, professional. And you and I dove into the topic of depression earlier this week when we were watching a different show. So whether you are living with depression, anxiety, maybe you're having some relationship issues, we've all been there. Sleeping, that's another one you might want to talk about with your therapist.
Yeah, maybe, since I usually fall asleep at about 5:30 in the morning usually. So that would be great to maybe bounce some ideas off of someone that isn't you and my mom, because I'm sure you're both sick of it at this point.
You and I could both use some work on self-esteem, so maybe we could do like a group therapy thing. That's always an option.
I also love that it's affordable, because right now I'm not making any money, so it's perfect that anyone can afford this.
Listen, Amanda and I and BetterHelp want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor, BetterHelp.com/WeLove. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WeLove. Cody wanted to move back to Utah last season. There was talk of it. Like, maybe we move back. But Christine didn't want to at the time, right? When they were moving to Flagstaff, because she's like, no, it was still criminalized. timelines okay. I might have a little off here. But
so when they were in Las Vegas, I'm asking.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Cody did originally wanted to go to Utah.
Was like, what like if we went goal. To Utah? What if we went back? What if we risked it? I don't think we're going to really get arrested. They went to go visit the Dargers, remember?
Yeah, no, I saw. They went on like a fucking polygamy tour.
Oh, yeah. They all drove in the car.
That Jewish family.
Oh, they were really creepy
too. They did a Seder.
I forgot about that.
So
no one was on board with the Utah thing at the time. But then, as Christine explains, then it became decriminalized. So she's sitting here like, well, why are we still here? If even Cody was saying before, let's go to Utah. Like, yeah, I'm on board. Let's go. Well, let's just answer that question right now. Why are we still here? Robin. Because Robin's Dayton. Son.
Because Dayton goes to college.
Exactly.
And I'm not even blaming Dayton. I'm sure Dayton's it's not his fault. Do you think that he does have Asperger's? I've just never seen a single moment where I'm like, where it tracks. I mean, we don't see him talk that much.
He maybe had like some issues, or maybe they suspected that. I think they said he had autism. Maybe.
She said that he was diagnosed with it, but then there's also episodes where Cody's like, I don't think he has Asperger's. I think he's just really awkward. And I'm like, nice.
He could just be very high functioning. And maybe being in the midst of 17 other siblings really helped him socially.
That is true.
That's
actually
very possible.
That's a really good point. So there's one.
And really, to their credit,
for polygamy, I guess.
To their credit, great. If they got him, you know, some intervention and all that, I think that's amazing.
Cody's like telling us. Also, Cody, in this whole all of his talking heads, he's louder than Christine. And he's like yelling. I'm like, why are you yelling at me?
Doth protest like, too much?
I got a flu one time from a friggin' handshake.
Oh no, not a flu, an illness. I'm like, what are we talking? Are we talking about crabs?
And also,
what is this
how
illness?
Do you know that too?
Right.
Like, how did you specifically figure that out?
You sure you didn't get it from wrestling in your bro garage with your bros, Cody?
But he can't understand. He's like, I don't know what Christine and Mary are talking about over there, but I don't understand. She was in a great mood, and then maybe it's because you told her yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm on board with this, and then he sat there with zip-lipped while she was like, she can't. In that last scene where she's like, last season, when she keeps looking at him like, are you gonna?
Okay, good point here. She's there because he told her. Put your case out there, right? See what
sell
the other
it.
Wives have
sell
to say.
It. You have That's to sell right. it. Yeah.
And in that moment, Mary says, wearing a shirt that says, may all your hours be happy hours.
Nice.
Again.
I get it. That's
and I'm not dissing her. I mean, drink some cocktails, girl. She deserves it, even though I can't stand her. She deserves it. Drink all you want. But she said to Christine, after we were basically kicked out of Utah, I was done with them. And I was like, I am not going to grace you with my presence. I mean, Utah, oof. That was a tough thing for them to take, right? Not to be able to grace Mary with their presence.
Jesus.
And then Janelle says there's nothing there. What did Robin have to say? Oh, nothing. She sat there with her mouth fucking shut. She was the only wife who didn't say anything there. And that's when Christine goes, oh, I get it. We aren't moving, are we?
That was heartbreaking.
And what it, like you said, she sat there and she looked at him, right? Mary was the one.
Jump in?
Mary pulled her up and goes, come here, come here, look at the mountain. Cody said, and I quote, I mean, her reaction about not moving to Utah was just so emotional, so negative, just to get up and walk away. No, she didn't. She sat there and looked at you for some sort of emotional support, something. Mary pulled her up to move. She didn't get up and walk away.
He left her out to just be like run, like just out in the fucking cold. Also, what do you think him and Robin and Janelle talked about while Mary and Christine are looking at the mountain? I feel like that was like, so, how's everyone doing?
How about that rhubarb, huh? Oh, it's just greens. It's not rhubarb? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also, awesome. Robin did say one thing. The one thing she said was really cunty. It was when Mary and Christine come back. Finally,
oh, they came back. Yeah, yeah.
And Robin goes, so, did you hear the angels singing? And Christine's like,
not
no.
today. She goes, not today.
And then Janelle says, again, I can like almost speak this episode back to you because I've watched it three times
Same.
Since in the past. as and I'll probably watch it again. Yep. I'm going to. Janelle goes, look, I don't want to invalidate your feelings. Like, I want to acknowledge it. And then Cody interrupts Janelle and says, but we need to figure out what we're doing with the property line. And then Robin's like, yeah, I agree. I need to get this property line figured out.
Mary can only visualize the pond. I will this go pond? To my mother fucking grave about this pond.
It's not it is a not, pond.
It's not a it's pond. A ditch. Can we get that hashtag going? It's not a pond. I established this one or two seasons ago. On my podcast, I don't know if you've re-listened to it.
Oh, when all the kids, like, got dysentery from fucking swimming in it?
Yeah, Cody, that illness you got was actually from the runoff into that ditch. Can I just
they had to put this blur out here one out more time? They had to blur out his dick from his underwear in that episode.
Gross.
I remember being like, ew, how... It was a far away shot.
Kids, too. Disgusting.
Oh,
all right, listen, this is what happens in a new area to be built, a to-be-built area. I, much like Ann Perkins from Parks and Rec, went to my village that I used to live in, my town, whatever, board meeting to speak about it, because this is what happens. When a new area is going to be cleared to build, which is what they bought at Coyote Pass, a developer will dig a ditch, okay, and then they will later fill that ditch with the topsoil from all the different lots that they're going to build on, okay, because topsoil is very valuable. It costs money. I mean, it's expensive. So they'll fill that ditch with it. Well, over time, if you're not taking that topsoil out, topsoil's loose, so it'll just fall, right? And it'll just kind of like go back down into the ditch. It, like, if you look at that ditch, you see how there's, like, a pile in the middle that's, like, higher?
Yeah, the
like
island.
Sandbar.
It's an island, Joey.
Yeah. Oh, this makes
look,
me so
there's
angry.
An island.
Like, my house backed up to one of these things, which would later be, like, a park area that you fill in with, you know, like, the undersoil, whatever.
Well, that's
whatever
what I keep thinking
about.
Is I'm like, why
so this
is
not a pond.
About the pond?
It will fill up with water, but it doesn't stay. So if they want it to be a pond, they're going to have to build their own man-made pond.
It's a part of the soil that's slightly
it's not,
lower than the rest of
it. But it's not
it.
Meant to be that way. They're going to have to fill that in. They're going to have to backfill that with actual land and rock and whatever the second layer of earth is. Everyone's screaming at me. But you guys get the idea. It is not a motherfucking goddamn pond. It makes me so angry when I'm watching this. How are you guys all this fucking stupid to realize? What if they know? Okay, I could see them being stupid that first time pulling up and being like, oh, that's a pond.
Because it
weird
happened to
they didn't
have rained
mention that.
A couple of days ago, so it's actually
and now
water.
You've had it for 2 years and it's not a pond. Wouldn't you be like, what? Oh, that must be like a retention area for now.
Also,
what's happening with that?
Every time they show the pond,
God.
It's as dry as the fucking.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Because it's not a pond. Okay, I know. I'm sorry. I was screaming also, this all morning, but I watched it 3 times, and Dave was right. Like, "Oh my god, why are you screaming?"
But also, I mean, I love Mary again on Mary's team. Mary, she's like, "I don't know why the pond is even something that's being mentioned." But agreed, Cody's like, "Well, I need to have the pond." I'm like, "How?"
Okay, well, hold on. Let me just school you on this really quickly. The reason, and I don't think this was ever really discussed on the show. This was off air, you know, like the insiders like us know. Mm-hmm. Mary was originally going to get that back corner with the pond. And even though all the family could use the pond, that's not a fucking pond, all the other wives knew that Mary would get kind of possessive of it and she wouldn't want the kids like playing in it, going in her yard.
Get off my lawn! Yeah,
exactly. Totally, yeah. So that's why Cody took that, because no one wanted Mary to have it because they knew Mary would be a bitch about it.
Sure, no, I get all that. Here's my point. He has, like, 2 kids under the age of 12 at this point. No one wants to use the pond, other than, I guess, him and Robin's 2 little kids.
Right. Well, those are the only ones that matter to Cody, to be perfectly honest.
And I guess Truly, but I don't see Truly wanting to... There's only 3 kids who would even use this pond. All the other kids have moved out at this point. Again, why is the pond even being discussed? No one cares about the pond. Fill it in, and then it's a more valuable lot.
They absolutely will have to fill it in as they go, because they dig, you know, like you have to dig into the earth to build a house. Where do you think that dirt goes? It doesn't get carried off. It goes in the fucking goddamn pit. That's what people don't realize, that little mountain there is all topsoil. The pit will get filled in with... where they dig in, whether it's a basement or just to get the footing, the things under the goddamn I having to school people on the topography and the building code of Arizona when I've never been there? This is just like common sense shit, and it pisses me off.
Instead of this land is your land, we should have played Chris Pratt, everyone's favorite person right now, singing on Parks and Rec the "We Fell in the Pit." That pit's
yes.
Yeah, it's
good. By the way, I should probably pull up the village notes of the board meetings that I went to. I don't know if they taped it at the time. I went door to door in my little subdivision to get it done. And guess what? It's beautiful now. So thank you. You're welcome to whoever's still living there.
You're literally Pam on that microwave episode.
Don't call me Pam. How dare you? You know I have soft teeth. Okay, let's move on here. Yeah. All right, so Christine's not here and the angels sing today.
Right.
All right, so Christine says, and this is a very profound quote here.
Yep.
"In that moment, all she needed was Cody's support. Marriage is hard, but I never wanted the type of marriage that I have now. I never wanted to be so estranged and have extremely, extremely limited physical contact." She rolls her eyes.
Not even hand-holding.
"It's sad. My marriage with Cody is sad."
And before that, she says, she's like, "At this point, I understand what Mary's trying to do." But I mean, you can tell she's shutting down. She's like, "All right, yes, that's right, Mary." But she but she also says, "I don't want to have the marriage that Cody and Mary have." Which, no one wants that, except for Mary, apparently, who's having a ball with it. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. It's such good fodder.
It really is.
I mean, great party topic right there. My husband hates me. Christine's shut down. You know what my other point here is? That they're all sitting on these fucking chairs 6 feet away.
Socially distanced. Yeah.
Why isn't Robin she might as well just be sitting on Cody's lap. Why are we pretending like Robin needs to social distance from Cody?
I'm glad you brought that up. Now, normally when people are sitting in a circle like that, they're facing towards the middle, correct?
Yeah.
Well, when you go back and watch this again,
I want you to...
For the fourth time.
I want you to look at Robin's chair, because it is pointed directly towards Cody. Not the center, where she'd be looking at everyone, right towards Cody.
So I don't want to... I know that, like, it's really... I agree it's not fair to hate Robin as much as most of the fandom does, but I fucking hate her.
I hate her after this episode. I never did before this, and we'll get to why specific things she said. I hated her after
she was like, but I want to just rent. I'm like, why do you... Shut up! We moved to Flagstaff for a stupid fucking
date. Come on. Jesus Christ is her mortgage lender. Of course she's going to be expecting him to follow through.
God will give this to us. The privilege of saying something like that.
Okay, now 2 weeks later...
Yeah.
Cody tells us Christine went from this great and enthusiastic disposition about moving to Utah in what felt like 5 minutes to me to completely to despondent and angry. Oh, God. Isn't that terrible that she has feelings and emotions and
opinions of her own? Ooh. This woman?
Within five minutes, Amanda. Can you believe it? What a bitch. So
also guaranteed he went into that meeting saying, just sell it. I'll jump in. And then can you imagine that? Well, actually, I feel like Dave would do this. And I think that Dave's like an awesome guy. But
I
can see Dave just being like, what?
Well, I was letting you talk. You said you wanted to like, yeah,
exactly. I just don't have anything to add to that.
Oh, you're my God. Doing, I thought you were really? Doing... Oh, really? Oh, that's helping. Yeah.
I'm like physically mad at Dave right now, just imagining a situation too. That hasn't
get out of here and be like, you fucking asshole. Never back me up, do ya?
But yeah, so this is my... this is the only lighthearted conversation in this episode where he's like... Where she's like, yeah, do you see all this? I mean, I love... Janelle is living her best fucking life, too. She's like, look at all this, plants I have. Oh, the rhubarb. Oh, yeah, I like the rhubarb. She's like, oh, I can see how you would think it was rhubarb, but you know what? It's greens. I mean, look at all that spinach back there. Cody.
Is she sure that's spinach? Because there's an awful lot of weeds and shit growing back there. I don't trust what she's putting on
her
plate.
Like, I think those are dandelions, but yeah. That's fine. And then look at all these apples. And he's like, oh, get the ladder. He's so ADD. Let me get the ladder.
Well, Janelle's always had dreams of, you know, a farm-to-table restaurant, growing her own produce, opening her own gym, and, you know... shilling other multi...
But don't make fun of Janelle.
No, and, I like know, Janelle.
She's literally living in an RV now. Just
No. Actually, they packed it up for the winter just to walk the land.
That post is so funny because it's a way far away... It's a post that Donna would post.
His Donna Rides on Instagram. Yep. I may or may not know her closely. Maybe a distant relative.
Things are in development. Yeah. We're developing these characters.
Yeah. Go follow his Donna Rides on Instagram and Coffee Alley with a Y 32 on Instagram and play along, right?
Have
some fun with us. It's been a long, long pandemic. We're all just looking to have a good time. But listen, his Donna Rides, she was about to... screenshot that and post it on her own, but since Donna follows Janelle, I was afraid Janelle might file some sort of like injunction, and
I also wouldn't want Janelle to think we were making fun of her because I love Janelle.
I know, but that absolutely crossed my mind. I started doing a little edit screen. I was like,
I think in the future I can see Donna getting an RV. I mean, I think that's the next.
Hello,
step.
You didn't read that Corky dropped off the trailer on the property before they went for their. Romantic weekend? You must have
missed that. It's all a blur. Yeah,
it's in Dell's yard. It's in Dell's yard, but Corky dropped it off.
These names. The world building is just insane that you've done with Donna. Also, Allie was in existence 2 weeks longer than yours, and you posted, I think, 18 viral. More times than Coffee Allie.
Listen, Donna.
You do full stories.
Okay. She's in her retirement. She's living her best life.
She wants everyone
third
to know.
Third time's a charm with Randy.
You can all find somebody like Randy. Never too late. Hashtag.
Never too late. Find yourselves a Randy, ladies.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, Janelle, so that post that Janelle posted, it's this way far away shot of the back of an RV. People were just eating her alive. They're like, that looks like a really small RV. And she's like, ha ha ha, it looks that way, but there are four pullouts. It's bigger than you'd think. It's like the monkey emoji.
Oh, no.
She's so cute.
I do love Janelle. I think she can do better. I don't think she's...
Of course she can do better. She's that
aware.
Blue shirt. I've been tracking that blue shirt she was wearing in the credits. She wears it every time.
Is it like Gary's Alaskan hard gear shirt?
It's a very flattering shirt. I don't own a shirt that flatters me that much. she wore it to the adoption. She wore it to the Thanksgiving. She wore it. Like, she's wearing it to
That's what
everything.
We call when I was teaching. There would always be, this sounds so bad. And I'm getting the full karma because this is me now. We would have the parents that come in and it would be like their IEP outfit. Like, every year you have your annual review, yeah. And, like, that's what they would wear. It was just their IEP outfit.
That's my fancy shirt, so that I don't have to
and
get up any earlier
tomorrow.
And you'd
see it, like, first yeah. through fifth grade. It was, like, that IEP outfit, which was perfect and good for you. You find it. It works for you.
I'm not even insulting you. That's a great shirt. Like, I want that shirt. It puckers in the middle. Like, it's an empire waist,
here.
Of, and it has little divots.
I got a hot tip for you.
Uh-huh.
You go to any store online. It could be Amazon or... like a Walmart, you go to the men's section. You go to the big and tall.
Sure, I'm with you.
You go to like 2XL, 3XL.
Yep. You're not telling me anything I don't know already.
You are a teeny tiny, I mean, we're like Kate Moss. Like, I'm
you're
so
rolling
it.
I have to roll down my pants 5 times. I'm tiny.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, you are swimming in that because you're so tiny. It's
but
so
Janelle,
flattering too.
Janelle, yeah, she's like, I'm packing it up for the... What do you think's happening with Janelle here? Because clearly her and Cody haven't had sex in 20 years. But yeah. Do you think that she's pretty... I think she is content. I think her and Cody yeah. are friends. They're
I think
fine
she's content. I think money might be... maybe not tight compared to what you and I consider tight. But I think she does want to be able to go and visit her kids and her grandkids in North yeah. Carolina.
And she loves. She loves outdoors.
She loves having Cody come over once a week to empty the shitter. I think
that's the funniest thing. I think it's not the funniest thing you've ever said. You're funny all the time, but like I remember,
it's not even funny. It's a fact.
But
someone has to empty
that
it.
Is
Janelle's
really
getting
funny.
Out there. I don't even understand.
Oh my god! I just saw the episode the other day where they all went on the vacation, and he's like, "Somebody didn't close the valve," and they're just. Water,
Cody's job is empty the shitter. I don't understand why you think it's so funny.
But the episode when they're all on vacation though, and there's yeah. shit water running all over his boots, mm-hmm. and the kids are like, "We did close it." He's like, "Oh, well, I guess a ghost came in and Glenn opened it." And they're like, "Okay, Dad, calm down." God,
all the teenagers are always laughing at Cody, and he yeah. never understands
like, all right,
it.
Dad, whatever.
Jesus. Oh, but anyway, yes, I think Janelle is just saving her money from rent. Having a house with however many bedrooms for all her kids to let's just downsize a little bit. I have a feeling that Garrison and
Savannah?
The other one. No, the other son, not Hunter, Garrison,
it's
whatever.
It's a G name, I think, too. Isn't
I wrote it down somewhere. Gabriel.
Gabriel, yes.
Maybe they're like kind of shacking up with their girlfriends or something because I'm pretty sure it's just Savannah or they're at college. I'm pretty sure it's just Savannah and her in that.
Oh, yeah, I think
trailer.
So. Well, those two boys are the scapegoats for Cody's
excuse
what to not
assholes.
Visit anyone. They
I wish when he
social
said
life.
There was an asshole that shook my hand and spread to the whole family. He's probably talking about his own sons.
Also, Gabriel, or the one with the long hair, is going through a little bit of the uncanny valley in himself. He's going through that weird, awkward teenage where he's turning into a man, but his face is morphing.
Yeah.
So it's mid-morph.
It is mid-morph, for
it's
sure.
It's mid-morph. But meanwhile, Cody's like, I have sons calling me all day long saying how much they want to see me. I'm like, okay, girl. There's, mm-hmm. Can I see your phone records? Because I feel like it's tumbleweeds rolling by in there.
Speaking of tumbleweeds, let's get to Janelle's backyard. She's growing some things. She
some
wants
stuff.
To open
Whatever
up a
wants
restaurant.
To grow.
Great time to open up a new business and restaurant, by the way.
Especially
where
farm to table, where my hands have been all over this. I need you to know that my hands have touched all
I'm
of this.
I'm sourcing this from my backyard of my rental. No, Janelle. Okay, but anyway, I'm glad she has dreams. So she understands that Christine wants to move, but she is not moving at all. She's at the point, and she tells Cody, which I think this is pretty big. I'm at the point where if you guys are going to move, just give me the property and you go. I am not going anywhere. And then
she
says,
I don't care. She's go ahead. She's not even being a bitch about it. She's like, you can go. Go ahead.
Again, she's not losing anything if they all leave.
Give me the property. Yeah.
All her kids are old enough. They moved out. And then Cody says about Christine. Again, I have lots of Cody quotes here because I wanted to catch the nuance of Cody. About Christine, she's bluffing completely, but it's not a new thing to be threatened to be left. And then he says that all of his wives, for their entire marriages...
Three of four.
I mean, we could have a whole other episode guessing which one hasn't threatened to leave.
Maybe the one who came in with $30,000 worth of debt.
God.
That got to be cleared away without her having to do anything.
Yeah, three of four of his wives have been threatening to leave for a significant part of their marriages. But Christine is bluffing completely. That's nothing new.
I think he was saying Janelle was bluffing. I think he was saying Janelle was bluffing.
No, he was talking about Christine, about how she wants to move.
Yeah,
she's totally bluffing. So now
he says,
we go to...
At this point, it's two princesses giving ultimatums, he says.
Which is who? Mary and Christine?
No.
Or who?
No, he's comparing Christine to Janelle because Janelle's like, I'm not going to Utah. And Christine's like, I am going to Utah. So he's, at this point, it's just two princesses giving ultimatums. He screams at us.
I wonder if Cody ever has someone to talk to about his feelings, talk this through, gather a game plan. He probably doesn't vent to any one of them, right?
Oh, also, I just wanted to point this out. I love that he's made the solid choice to go full ramen noodle hair this season.
It's the curly girl method.
He's not brushing it out this season. Oh no.
Well,
he's going full ramen.
Curly girl method. Last summer, hey, it works if you can stick to it. I can't, but I think that's what he's leaned into.
Speaking of his hair, I just watched the episode yesterday where him and Robin do where he brings Robin along to sign the divorce papers with Mary because you need a witness.
Yeah.
She fucking don't. Mm-hmm. And he brings Robin along to that. And then when it's time to go sign the marriage papers, he doesn't let Mary come because he wants it to just be him and Robin. But it's not a big deal. But then he's like, it's not a big deal. I just don't even want this to be a thing. And then on the day they go, he is fucking giddy. His hair is like, looks the best it's ever looked. It's slick back. He's wearing like a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come out and he's just like, oh my God, we're married. We're married. It's...
Yep. They just want it to be like any other day.
I don't even want to remember the date.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, girl.
Poor, I guarantee there's some sort of word art something in her house with that date.
You didn't feel bad for Mary during that? Where she's like, no, I thought this was a team thing. That's how you sold it to me.
Oh, no.
And now
all
of a sudden.
I felt bad for her, and I thought that was horrible that they had her there. But I also think she had ulterior motives because she was planning on leaving with Sam, who she didn't know was a woman who was catfishing her at the time. Did you ever hear about that? That she was catfished?
I think I saw a clip of her sitting in her office on the computer with the IKEA fabric boxes behind her.
That's right. That's right. With the Hobby Lobby shelf.
Yeah.
The apothecary shelf.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was... About a year ago, I was recently catfished, and it shows her.
Someone came out of the computer, forced her to go online, forced that banana into her hand, into her mouth.
Stop talking about the banana. I have sent the amount of like sexual pics and videos I've sent. I mean,
with a banana.
There's nothing sexy about it. It's her eating a
exactly.
banana.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you'd be more forgiving of it if it was like her, like with a vibrator.
Ew. No. I don't want to ever think of that.
Yeah, I definitely haven't done that either. Anyway, let's
Amanda. That could get out to anywhere. Once you put that out there, it's out there forever.
Do you want, I can send it to you if you want.
No, don't want that.
Would you rather have that or the picture of my poop after 5 days?
Neither. Ew, you're just, Amanda, shame on you.
You almost just said you're disgusting.
Your poop, yes. Everyone's poop is disgusting.
Vibrators.
Just ask Cody. He's seen an awful lot of it emptying out the shitters. Okay, so let's move on to Christine's house now. Right. And it's been, let's point this out, a few weeks since they all got together.
Right. But she's over it, right? Stewing in her head as she's...
I don't blame her. It's been a few weeks since you've seen your husband and your sister wives or whatever. What the hell?
So, I love that Janelle calls and she's like, all right, we're here. And Janelle pretty shadily is like, do you have... are there chairs? Are they 6 feet apart? And then Janelle... And then Christine says, yeah, I think they're 6 feet apart. And Janelle answers with, awesome.
Do you think she's being cool and hip when she says awesome?
I really think it's a religious term. Awesome.
It's not like Jenny from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City when she says dude because she thinks it's cool. What the youths are saying these days.
Loved Jenny and her stupid Gallagher kid. That's on tonight, dude.
Gallagher. Oh my dude. God. This is the night of all nights.
It's a big day. Christine, so Janelle arrives, Mary arrives, and Christine goes, hey, I love your shirt. But then at least, Mary, I will give the editors credit for this, is that it switches back to her talking head going, this is just me pretending like I'm in a good mood. Or like, this is me just...
I get it. Don't you get that, though? That is totally me. That's totally me when my... in-laws may or may not be around. I wrote down, Christine sings, I love your shirt. Well, I hate your weeds. I take major issue, umbrage, if you will, with her paver patio, which was probably beautiful when she moved in, that she let go to shit. There are so many weeds growing out of that paver patio. And I will say, I invested way too much in our patio at our old house. Yeah, housing market fucking sucks. Anyway, concrete is way better if you're going to be doing a patio and you worry about weeds. Just a little tip for you. Paver patios, yes, you get weeds. But you know what? You pull them, you spray them. Even if you're organic-y, crunchy, granola-ish, like Christine kind of is, spray some vinegar on those fuckers. And within an hour in Arizona heat, they're all going to shrivel up.
That's sizzling.
Especially if you know a camera crew is coming. Wouldn't you be like, oh my God, you guys, get out there?
Well, I mean, in her defense, I didn't even fucking notice.
That's all I was looking at. I never even took in what Mary's shirt looked like. All I was looking at was the weeds.
Christine says,
do you mind if I refill for my, I just have some.
No, please do. I would go, but everyone would hear fucking like cats fighting in a garbage can if I got
it. It's going to sound like I'm peeing, but I'm not. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're purposely not talking. I hate you. Okay, go ahead.
So
now I did a short pour because I didn't want to sound like a Mary on here. Okay, go ahead.
So someone, I think it's Janelle, very snuggly asked Cody, like, hey, should we mask up?
Should I put my mask on? Very sarcastic.
So I love how later, like when they're out talking to Mike Stark.
Oh, I wrote that one down.
Like two of them are wearing masks, and I'm like, none of you are not doing anything.
Oh, Mary's like, hey, Mike, nice to meet you.
I just need to get an idea of the land right now. I just need to walk with them.
Like, Mary, you're about 400 yards away from the camera.
Leopard print.
She's wild. She's almost single. Yeah. Oh, and then when Janelle asked that, should I put my mask on? He goes, no. He just pouts.
Yes, you don't have to. Well, you're not wearing one either, you stupid fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so yeah, Robin. Where are we? Shit,
Cody, from the start, if everyone would have quarantined like we, like I wanted them to do, like we were all like supposed to Robin do, we wouldn't be in this situation. He goes, but I have one kid telling me this, one kid telling me this, this wife traveling, that wife traveling, like pointing at Christine, pointing at Janelle, pretty much.
Rob is perfect, though. Did you notice in the preview for like the upcoming season, he goes, "Where's my three?" Did you see that far?
Where's my three?
It's him. It's just this little shot of him walking into Robin's house, and it's her and the two kids, like the two youngest.
Oh, ones. I thought he said, "Hey, sweetie."
No, he says, hey, there's my three. Where's my three? He either says, there's Ooh. My three, or where's my three?
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, TLC knows what they're fucking doing.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So
yes. So,
and here's the thing I just want to point out. Yeah, Christina's traveled, and Janelle has traveled, and probably Mary, too. But Janelle and Christina have traveled because they have not seen their children. They don't have the luxury of Robin, who has her kids all living at home, because their kids live away.
Also,
and Mary has done it. I mean, I hate LuLaRoe. Let's not even go there. But she's traveling for work.
I like some of the pants she's wearing.
Stop it.
I like the printed pants she's wearing.
Shut up.
But listen, Christine had to travel because her stupid daughter needed back surgery, so you can't blame Cody for being mad about that.
I mean,
that.
Isabel should have been able to travel on her own.
What a
Listen,
bitch.
The flight attendants could have helped her, like, up and down, on and off that flight. They could have let let that little slide down. She could have slid out if she can't walk out. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, suck it up, Buttercup.
I know, Isabel, selfish. Selfish. What about Robin's kids? Okay.
She could bring something to Robin's kids. Exactly.
Saul
Thank
had
you.
RSV when he was like 6 months old. Okay. He had a cough when he was little. And you're bitching about your spine at 50%?
No, it's like at 54%. It's like way past where it should be. But Cody wants to discuss COVID because he's like, at this point, I'm the only one driving back and forth. We know you've been saying that for three seasons now.
Yeah.
And he says, I just want to, the one thing I want to keep from happening is spreading the virus through the family, a.k.a. spreading the virus to Robin's family.
Mm-hmm. I would also love to see, I'm not going to get political here, but I would love to see Cody's voting record to see if it matches this whole argument that he has here, because I'm highly suspicious. Or as Lisa would say, this is very sus.
It's sauce.
And also, Janelle's boys, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Gabe and Garrison have social lives and girlfriends. So fuck them.
He actually refers to them as, and I understand why he technically is saying Janelle's boys, but it doesn't sound good coming from him. It sounds like he's saying like Janelle's
her
stupid
kids.
Yeah. Not Robin's kids.
Yeah. That sass talk, that back talk that teenagers have.
And then,
they have opinions just like their bitch wives with their hormones.
And Janelle, he's making Janelle seem like a crazy person. Janelle's like, I just think that we don't know when this is going to happen, but we need to kind of ease off at some point and live our lives.
Yeah, well, she's like, it's not going to. Okay, let's remember this is a year ago. Okay, so
yeah,
this
well,
is
also,
before
don't worry.
The.
Cody says it'll blow over by Christmas, so you have to trust him on that.
Yeah. And Janelle's like, well, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, the virus. So if we're still in the same state that we are in now, which I'm guessing is fall-ish, I'm going to probably go to North Carolina if we're just going to be doing a Zoom Christmas, because what's the point? And Cody's
She's like,
oh,
like a
why are you guys being so pessimistic? I mean, my God, what about some hope here?
Why is Janelle holding a pride flag this entire scene? I wanted to know.
It's an umbrella, but I can
it's
see
an umbrella?
That. It's an umbrella.
Oh!
Why
is she holding a
pride
umbrella?
She was like a color guard. She's ready for
a
marching band.
It was like draped over her leg at one point, and I was like, what is that? Well, then why did she bring the umbrella, though, either?
Because it looked like it was going to rain.
No one else had an umbrella.
Actually, later, I think she says, like, Cody, I think we should really wrap this up
because
of the rain.
She doesn't like rain.
No,
she's really scared of that rain. She doesn't like being wet.
Maybe she got struck by lightning.
Janelle's holding a pride flag about Christmas. Yeah, Cody says, oh yeah, this is where Cody's like, I mean, you could just go around and be an asshole that goes and does whatever they want. Like, you're going from house to house.
I've had an illness that went through the whole family from one asshole who gave me a flippin' handshake.
A flippin' handshake. He just said asshole, but then he says flippin'.
I really want to know what this illness was.
Yeah.
And because like, wouldn't he say that? The flu? Wouldn't you say, like, I got the flu from someone? That almost makes me believe that they did get COVID or something.
He did. Like, but he did get COVID, though.
He did?
Yeah, you haven't seen that? He sent a cameo to somebody that says, yeah, I'm sorry you have COVID. I had it, too. It sucks.
I bet you that was it, then. Which,
From
if that's
flipping
the case,
handshake.
If that's the case, then
I would be furious if I were the other three wives, because I'd be like, if you got it and you were going to get home, it anyway, but we're not you're not allowed to see your kids. Yeah. Your kids can't even see their siblings.
Well, no, it's Gabriel and Garrison's fault, though.
Those assholes with feelings, right.
And Isabel with her stupid fucking spine.
And I think this is right on the mother's heads, because Gabriel is constantly blaming me. Garrison is calling me and saying, this is stupid. I can only assume that Janelle, under her breath, is saying this about me.
Those yappy women with their talkins, you know, and stuff.
Or Garrison and Gabriel are very smart and they're pragmatic, much like Janelle, and they're old enough to see what their dad is doing. I mean, like, yeah. Hey, asshole, are you going to come around? Hey, can we see our siblings?
Yeah. Yes, so you can see all of Robin's kids.
They're like
kids,
18 and 19 years old. They're not stupid. They're not like 4 and 5. And they're like, yeah. Oh, whatever mommy says is the truth. Janelle doesn't give a fuck. Actually, Janelle said later, sorry, I keep going on and on. Janelle keeps saying later that she wants Cody to go after 4 or 5 days. That she's ready
she's
for
like,
him
why
to
are
leave.
You still at my house? Like she's,
right. Sorry.
Cody has kids all the time asking when they can see each other. Robin's like, Robin tells us, she's like, you know, my kids want to see people, but I tell them, we're just really lucky. We're actually one of the lucky ones because there are people out there suffering. Have you noticed that? That's another thing I'm noticing is that Robin always is suffering.
And she they do that. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. This is real important.
I know
important.
It's like a Southern thing, so I can't get to. But
and also, Robin's just to point that out, Janelle does have a very good point because Hunter, I have a soft spot for Hunter because he's very smart. He went to the
like
Air
Jesse
Force
Plemons.
Academy.
He has that Jesse Plemons face.
Oh, I can kind of see that. Yes, I can see it. I think he's going to go into nursing or something, but like he's serving our country, very smart, and said, this is going to be the only time in my career that I'm home this long, and I want to see Robin's kids, Robin's family. And in previous seasons, he's always super affectionate and loves his younger siblings, loves Saul. I think they had a whole episode of like them having a special bond. And then Robin to be like, well, I mean, Janelle saying that, well, Hunter hasn't asked. If he wanted to come over and sit outside socially distanced, then yeah, bring it on. That'd be great. But he hasn't asked. Bitch, fuck you. You haven't asked either. That's your kid's brother.
But do you actually think that Robin? Do you think Robin wants Cody around that much? Who the fuck would want?
Oh, Robin wants Cody around. Yes.
Why?
Robin. Because
she's basic. Because she's beige as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that the end?
But she feels helpless. She feels so helpless here. That's when I turn on her officially in this episode. She goes, "I just feel so helpless." No, you're not. You're playing that now. You want Cody to think.
I have this carrot dangled in front of me. I mean, I wish we could go to Utah, but the rest of you guys love moving all the time. I'm like,
but
oh,
I
yeah.
can't do that. Yeah.
But I'm sure it's really fun for Cody and all the boys to move 11,000 boxes every as you stand there pointing.
See, this is where Robin really showed her cards, because I was stupid enough to believe that Robin was trying to be the peacekeeper and to keep everyone together. But right there by saying, like, I feel so helpless, she's basically saying, like, I'm playing the victim here. I'm showing exactly to you what I show to Cody. I'm so helpless, Cody. I want everyone to get along and just be together. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Well, anyway, they're going to meet with a surveyor, and everyone, and Janelle's like, are we done?
All right, we hate to keep you hanging there, but we're going to let you check out the rest of this episode at We Love to Hate TV at patreon.com/lovetohateTV. Happy Thanksgiving!
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.